Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Shiva Purana. The title is Lord Shiva Family, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
To enjoy the second session on the second day of our retreat on the Shiva Puran, our revered Guru, Pujyatman, Sri Swami Jyotir Mayananji.
Om Gajananam Bhuta Ganadhi Sevitam Kapitra Jambu Phalacharu Bhakshanam Umasutam Shoka Vinashakaranam Namami Vigneshwara Pada Pankajam. Prayer to Lord Ganesha. I adore the lotus feet of Lord Ganesha, the son of Goddess Uma, the remover of obstacles, destroyer of grief, who is attended on by the Bhutganas, the deities presiding over the elements, who is the eater of the delicious Kapitra and Jambu fruits that relate to the mystical understanding. The world gives you sour and sweet fruits, but people eat only the sweet one, throw away the sour. Ganesha eats them both with equal relish. What does it imply? The worshipper of Ganesha, you lead you to balance of mind beyond the pairs of opposites. I'm bringing this topic because Ganesh Chaturthi has been just celebrated by the Hindus, and we are in the right time. And it's a part of Shiva Puran. Ganesha is the Lord Shiva's son. Now just let me give the story part. Goddess Uma, also known as Gauri Devi, also known as Parvati Devi. You must always understand Devis and Devas have many names. Sahasranam to be more appropriate. Thousand names. Many names simply imply you are allowing your mind to turn to the divine in so many ways. Not your movement to God is not limited. So once upon a time, that's the story time. For God there is no once upon a time. And once upon a time, in Kailasha mountains, where God, Lord Shiva dwells with Parvati or Gauri Devi. Gauri Devi had gone for a bath, was as if in a bathtub, and she had all types of fragrant materials for applying as a beauty paste. She made, just out of fun, brought out some of those layers of paste and formed them into a little baby form, a doll, and breathed life into it. So immediately there was a beautiful baby Ganesha, and of course this is a divine plan. Immediately she made him young and strong boy, youthful, and said, Ganesha, keep watch over me. Don't let anybody come in this way. Stand guard. Ganesha stood guard. He was not introduced to many, all the idea that he was son of Lord Shiva and all that. He was simply following the order. He was at the gate. And then Lord Shiva himself began to enter, and Ganesha stopped him and said, dramatization. Shiva said, don't you know who am I? He said, I don't know you. I'm following my mother's orders. And it went on for a while, and Lord Shiva became incensed, chopped off his head, and went inside and told Parvati Devi, look, there's an arrogant boy out there. And said, where is he? He said, I chopped his head off. He was sunk in grief. Oh Lord, what have you done? That was my child, my baby. And she couldn't be consoled. She was said, all right, I will revive him. He goes there. Somehow his head is lost already. Something happened. His whole trunk was there. Body was there. So he asks one of his attendants, bring me the head of any animal. And he gave some directions. If anyone that is sleeping with a head towards the north, not animal, see any head. He didn't say animal or man. Any head, bring it. Shivaganas don't have that discrimination between animal or bird. They found an elephant with that type of characteristic, head in a particular way. And they brought that elephant head, which was joined to the body of Ganesha, and became whole with the elephant head. And in the mystical way, he looked much better than before. Gave immense joy to his mother. Now, at this stage, this subtle point is very simple. Parvati Devi is embodiment of Prakriti, three modes of nature, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. So when she is relaxed, Sattva becomes her beauty paste. In reality, she is beyond all this paste, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. She is transcendental. But when she presents herself beautified, then that's what out of the paste, that means out of sattva mode of prakriti, Ganesha is formed. Ganesha is that aspect of purified nature within you that reflects divinity. God within you presented as Ganesha. God who beckons your mind to, Ganesha is the one, the beckoning presence, beckons your mind to Shiva, Brahman. All Hindu temples have Ganesha. First receive blessings of Ganesha and then you enter the temple. And every project that is commenced, even in the language, Sri Ganesh Karo, take this project and do Sri Ganesh with it, which means commence it. It is subtle. The intention of the sages was to make this point ingrained in the masses, that anything you do, turn your mind to God. And Ganesha is a pointing finger. So the story of the mask, mask of sattva, and how he was formed is sattva. Purity was the predominant aspect of Ganesha's body. Sattva guna. Now, if you develop sattva guna, and sattva guna has two aspects. If sattva guna is not so powerful, then it limits the movement towards enlightenment. If sattva is powerful, then it allows the movement to occur. This is dramatized in the story. Shiva is trying to enter. Shiva is liberation. But Ganesha, who is not yet the absolute sattva, stops Shiva. But Shiva can't bear it. Again, the idea is that you have developed sattva, you are developing good qualities. That means sattva is developing. And yet that sattva is not allowing your mind to turn to moksha, liberation. It becomes like the same story. Shiva, liberation, wants to enter. Sattva says, no, Mother Nature has given me orders not to allow you. Again, Mother Nature, the general world plan, keeps the soul involved. Prakriti keeps the soul involved for its evolution. And while this is going on, mukti, liberation, is not allowed. And Ganesha aspect wants to stop that movement. At this level, Ganesha, that is not advanced sattva. So what happens? Lord Shiva brings transformation in the intellect. Intellect that has become very highly purified, but has not been able to grip the transcendental reality. That intellect has human head. That head needs to be transplanted. Shiva cuts off that normal head, and the head that is brought for him is elephant head. Elephant has mystical implications. The mystical implication is, first, it looks like Om. Om, the way it is written, if you just turn it around and let it stand on its feet, becomes like an elephant. So Ganesha's head that was transplanted, the head is Om. And Om is always northward. So that was the idea, to find anyone whose head is to the north. Northward, remember Uttarayana, two paths of the soul. Uttarayana is a constant movement towards God, constant expansion in consciousness until you attain liberation. So that was the head, implying the very mystical presence of Om. Embodiment of Om was planted as the head of Ganesh. The trunk of an elephant is symbol of double consciousness. It does the work of smelling, which is organ of perception. It also does the work of breaking down, organ of action. Symbolically, it performs double consciousness of this world and the transcendental reality behind it. You see the snake as well as the rope, both at the same time. Naturally, you are no longer afraid of the snake. The snake is only a superimposition. Put it in a more practical way, you are able to perform your duties, and internally you go on moving towards God. Both aspects continue in your life. That's the idea, that elephant's trunk is growing within you. His head has flapping ears. That means he's all listening. He's omniscient. And he has a large body. As a result of all this, he developed tremendously large body. Large body means all encompassing. Lambodar. And he's Modak Priya. He eats laddus. Laddus. Old style, fascinating sweet. So whenever anybody is succeeding and moving from success to success, then we say he has dono haatho mein laddu hai. He has laddu in both hands. And he rides on a mouse. Ganesha is the mystical version of computer. And he played the same role as computers do. At the time when Vyasa wanted to write Mahabharata, the tremendous epic mystical story, Vyasa complained that I have so much inspiration, but there's nobody there to take it down. Then they invoked Ganesha, and he came on his rat mouse button. Well, this seems like coincidental. Human personality, human heart, mind, their operations are not coincidental. There is a behind cosmic mind there. So, let me give some points about Ganesha gained tremendous glory and dynamic spiritual personality. And once upon a time among gods, there arose a question. Who should be the first worshipped god? Different temples had different ideas. Some started putting Indra in the front. Some started putting Kubera in the front. Some started putting different gods. And that created a kind of a disorder. Therefore, this story has evolved. And under Shiva's guidance, they were given a project. Go explore this entire universe as speedily as you can. It's a race competition. Whoever comes and touches Shiva first, having accomplished the project, he will be the first worshipped god. Different gods, having wonderful vehicles, explored the universe. They went with great joy. They all laughed at Ganesha, looking at his rat. And Ganesha stayed passive. Let them all go. And afterwards, Ganesha On his mouse button, he perambulated Shiva. He went around Shiva and touched him. And Shiva said, oh, you didn't go around in the world. He said, I'm not a dalvit like those people. The entire universe is within you. You are the most intelligent. You will be the first worshipped god. And then other gods come afterwards. They see that he has been already, he won the competition. So that's one of the stories of Ganesha being the first worshipped. Now let me give you the basic story of Ganesh Chaturthi. During this time, the moon is a little crescent moon, and it is told to people that not to look at that moon. Whoever does it will suffer from a kind of ninda. Someone will find some blemish and start fanning it up. You will be scandalized, even whether we deserve it or not. All these stories confuse human mind. The Puranas were written at a time when social psychology and their mental level was totally different. This was a negative advertisement, which continues even today. You want people to turn their attention to something, and the ad starts, please, don't look at it. Keep your eyes shut for a few moments, then open them. Otherwise, you will go blind. Why that advertisement? So that your mind can think of why this. The glory of Ganesha. The story is that the Ganesha, one highly festive day, he had gone to many houses of devotees and they had given him a lot of laddus. And in those days, forests were abundant. So he was coming through a forest, having eaten a lot, and his stomach was bulging out. And the rat was taking him very slowly. From the forest, a snake emerged, just puffing around. Snake also has its own curiosity. And as the snake raised its hood, the mouse of Ganesha became upset and moved in such a way that Ganesha tipped. When Ganesha tipped, his stomach broke. The laddus spread out. Strange scene. Moon was very interested watching Ganesha. And when all this happened and Ganesha fell and his stomach broke and laddus spread out and looked, Ganesha was bewildered what to do. The moon up there laughed. That incensed Ganesha. He had two tusks. He broke one tusk and threw it up to the moon, banged it on the moon, and moon received a severe damage. You don't believe it? Next day, wait for the full moon. That was what Ganesha did. And that's why Ganesha became Ekadanta. He had two tusks. Now he had only one tusk. All this seems quite humorous story. Realize the artistry of sages. Tremendous philosophy has been put into this. Moon represents the world of Sakamya Karma. Sakamya Karma means going after happiness that is not real. You are going after happiness. And the symbol of that type of happiness is the moon. The moon doesn't shine by its own light. It has no reality. So if you are being illumined and nourished by the moon, it is only the sun that is doing it, not the moon. If you are happy in the world because of worldly situations, it's God that is doing it behind. It is not your ego's effort that brings it. All pleasures that you go after, they are reflected pleasure. Real joy is God Himself. So you have two choices. One, moon-like goal objects that do not have reality in them, yet they shine with certain artificial and illusory value. And that means you are being drawn to the moon. So all illusions are symbolized in the form of moon. Moonward mind is a lunatic mind. Therefore, moon is la luna. Either be Godward or moonward. Godward means sunward. Sunward is Uttarayana, a movement where you go on expanding, go on growing until you attain the highest. Moonward movement, you come into the world and you go on tumbling again and again, cycle of birth and death. Because your goal is how to be successful in your eyes and the eyes of others. And in every age, people have their own dreams. What is meant to be great success, great power? How can you be well recognized, go viral? And that's the moonward movement. You are going towards a lunatic situation. Ganesha figuring out the predicament, hurls his tooth. Two tusks represent duality, dualistic vision. As long as dualistic vision is there, you are going to break down your belly and have all the laddus spread out. And the moon is going to laugh at you. Live in a world of where you are ridiculed, no matter how great people are. All through the history, there were so many who ridiculed their greatness. I'm talking about people of power, Alexander and this and that. So then, to cure this, see, first cure was broke the tusk, develop non-duality, vision that Brahman, God, the I am alone is. And then, he took that snake that was laughing at that was disturbing the rat, and used it as his belt. Prior to that, he put the laddus all inside and tied himself up. Seems like a childish story. But that snake represents Kundalini Shakti. Awaken your Kundalini Shakti. And all your idea that your happiness has scattered. Dil ke tukde hajar huye, kuch idhar gire, kuch the Indian film song, which says, my heart was broken to pieces. How many pieces? 1,000 pieces. Kuch idhar gure, kuch udhar gire. Some pieces fell here. Some pieces fell and you experience intense suffering. Put yourself to yogic movement and begin to withdraw your mind's illusion. Your heart has not been spread out. If at all you think, bring them back. Put it in your own stomach. Stomach them. So Ganesha put them all within himself. Ties up with that snake and now moves up in a royal, with royal majesty and curses the moon that whoever will look at you will go through big scandal. So apart from the negative advertisement, the actual advertisement is whoever holds the moon as the goal will go through a big scandal. Big, and the greatest scandal is soul is described as Atmahano Jana, killer of souls. Everyone, every soul has left behind countless bodies. When you see a few bodies lying down dead, it's very horrible. But if you have to use extraordinary vision and look back how many bodies you have passed through. And though if suppose those bodies are all lined up and a sense of guilt enters into you, who kills them? Not one, not two. And this killing process continues. So whoever looks at the moon with fascination, whoever desires a world of sakamya, world pursued by fulfilling the desires of the ego, and he doesn't know anything else, that's called sakamya. Whoever follows that, he is the one looking at the moon. And if you are looking at the moon, you are cursed. That means you will be born again and again. You live through your body, you will enjoy wonderful things, but in a strange mood, one day you will kick the bucket. Is that you live for? That's the scandal. See, how much is involved in this story? People hardly care to understand. And I'm going to give you a little intermission. You can have two types. One, have some music. Or put question answer. Yes, nothing.